این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini suggests that several practical remedies for curing anger. The theoretical remedy involves reflecting upon the matter, which is also a kind of practical remedy in this case. But among the practical remedies, the important ones involve withholding of the self in the initial stages of anger. This is because it is ignited little by little, becoming more intense until its flame becomes violent and furious. When that happens, it gets completely out of control and shuts off the lights of one's faith and intellect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. You're listening to another episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to read some of the speeches and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about different subjects and context. We do that in the hope to come to a deeper understanding of this great character. Now, in this episode, what we're going to do is to talk about Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's views on Islam and our deeds. And in that regard, he said, "What makes hardships easy to bear is the fact that we tolerate them for the sake of Islam." This sentence refers to the final purpose of tolerating any difficulty. When you set a certain purpose in your studies, for example, what you do is to spend time studying, though you may prefer to do anything else at the very time. You may want to enjoy yourself, but the thing that fastens you to what you're doing is your purpose. When you have a purpose, especially a moral one, all the difficulties will seem possible and bearable. Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is referring to the major purpose of life of a Muslim, and that is our religion.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
We as Muslims may have different challenges in the modern world, but what helps us tolerate all these challenges is our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promise to support true believers. This is in line with this beautiful verse in the Holy Book of Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. O man, you are laboring towards your Lord laboriously, and you will encounter Him. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, verse number 6. When the Muslims meet difficulties, they should know that tolerating and dealing with those difficulties are not in vain, and there would be a sweet result in them, especially when the difficulties stem from your choice of being a Muslim and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are lots of great characters, not only in the history of Islam, but also in these 40 years of the history of the revolution. So we must keep that in mind, that every pressure we, for being Muslim, meet and tolerate is rewarded and seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this type of patience is so much praised in the Holy Book of Quran, as it holds in the Surah Al-Baqarah, and give good news to the patient.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.